Welcome back once again to the Boozy Bracketology Podcast, where we believe in three things: strong drinks, strong opinions, and crowning champions. And that last thing is exactly what we are going to be doing tonight in our month-long quest to determine the best Billy Joel song. We've already knocked out a lot of fantastic songs, but we are down to our Elite Eight, and we still have eight absolutely epic, awesome songs left to choose from. And I can't wait to see how this goes. But I am your humble host, Mike. I, except for the occasional buzzer beater that is rarely but sometimes successful, don't really have a dog in the fight. I don't have to make any choices. I just get to host the three people that do. So without further ado, let's meet them, starting with John Spies in Las Vegas, Nevada. John, how are you doing tonight, and what are you drinking?
I am ready to crown this champion. I'm excited about this one. A lot of good songs. I'm excited to really piss people off on this one. I really am. Because they're wrong. And I'm right. My humble panelist notwithstanding. And tonight I'm finishing up my Viking's Blood Mead, because it's the only thing I got in the house.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Love a good mead. And I mean, honestly, folks, if you're still listening, I guarantee you, I'm sure we've pissed you off at least once. But thank you for sticking around, because that's just kind of what we do here. We enjoy it. Not going to lie. Next up on our panel, we have Brian Nash out of Muscatine, Iowa. Brian, how are you doing tonight, and what are you drinking?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty happy with where we're at so far in this bracket. Speaking of pissed off, I'm going to look at John and go, dude, Michael fucking Jackson.
And I was robbed.
And I'm going to look at Mike and go, dude, Queen.
It's fair. It's fair.
But I don't think you got it wrong on Queen on the winner. But getting there, you made some very horrible mistakes.
It's fair.
Other than that, I'm doing great tonight. I am sticking with some George Killian's Irish Red. And some good stuff.
Yeah. I love when you hear the bottle cap hit the floor. That just adds a little something extra to it. That's great. No, the wonderful thing about music is it is incredibly subjective, and music is... it tends to tie you to a specific place or to a specific experience or something like that. So in a way, there are no wrong decisions. But in another way, there are a great many wrong decisions. And we've made a lot of them here on Boozy Bracketology. I'm not going to deny that. But we are going to head over to our final panelist in Garner, North Carolina. Kelly, same two questions to you. How you doing, and what are you drinking?
I am excellent. It's a Sunday night in early December. So... hanging out with some good friends and drinking some good drinks. I've got a two state mix going on. Ooh. I've got Kentucky's classic straight bourbon whiskey in Woodford Reserve. Let's see if we can get a little thump.
Good for
that's what we got.
And Michigan's original Verner's ginger ale. So that's what I'm drinking tonight: bourbon and ginger ale.
Well, cheers to that. I have myself a lovely beer out of Kennesaw, Georgia. I picked up a 6-pack of these when I was in Atlanta visiting a friend about a month ago. And it's finally cold enough that I can bust them out of the fridge. As you said, it's in early December here. This is from the Dry County Brewing Company. It is their Old 41 Oatmeal Stout. I love me a good stout, and the oatmeal stouts are probably my favorite. Cheers, everybody. Cheers. Let's make some tough decisions.
Stole.
Starting off with, good grief, we're not going to start you off easy. We have the number one seed, We Didn't Start the Fire, taking off the number 12 seed, Piano Man, two absolutely iconic, there's that word, let's get it out of the way early, songs from Billy Joel. I mean, these are two songs that if you ask somebody to name a Billy Joel song, it would not be surprising if either one of these were the first one out of their mouth. And again, I'm super glad I don't have to make this decision. You know who does? John, get us started.
If only I was the only one making this decision, but alas, I am not. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I've already discussed how fantastic of a song We Didn't Start the Fire is, and I've already kind of complained a little bit about Bien Man, but I'm going to, you know, to be honest, it is a fantastically crafted song. Great storytelling song. It makes you feel like you are sitting in the bar listening to this guy sing. And it was at one point, I would say, my favorite Billy Joel song. But alas, it is not anymore. And so I'm going to vote for We Didn't Start the Fire.
And We Didn't Start the Fire picks up its first vote. And I'll be honest, after the last episode, I had already marked down John's vote. But nonetheless, we like to build up here a little suspense here at Boozy. Brian, we're going to head over to you. Is Piano Man going home, or is it going to put up a little bit of a fight? I almost said that right.
You're only human.
Thank you.
So, Piano Man. It took him years to write it. They were the best years of my life. It was a beautiful song, but it ran too long. If you're going to have a hit, you got to make it fit. So they cut it down to 305. We Didn't Start the Fire was a brilliant, crafting that song, lyrically, getting year by year significant events in each lyric line and then get them all to rhyme, and it works beautifully. We Didn't Start the Fire absolutely deserves to be a number one seed, because it is something that he accomplished something in music that you don't see all that often. But then you also have it going up against the song that made him the Piano Man. And he's telling the story about himself as a young man and doing the grind in the piano bars. And this, realistically, this could have easily been the championship match right here. If it had worked out, these could have very easily ended up going against each other for the championship. And I don't want to take the opportunity away from Kelly.
I think Brian Nash is a punter. like that. That's your position on this team.
Well, it's more a matter of chaos. Chaos Goblin.
I mean, punter, Chaos Goblin, Pat McAfee. Yep. They're synonyms.
You're not wrong. So, in the interest of keeping things interesting, I'm very happy to see either of these songs move on, but I don't want it to be a sweep. So I am going to give my vote to Piano Man and let the chips fall where they may.
And that is a vote for Piano Man to bring it even. Before Kelly votes, I get to put in my 2 cents because it's a tie. I'll be honest, the weird thing that was going through my head as Brian was talking, when he was talking about crafting We Didn't Start the Fire and breaking things down by year, was going, holy shit, and he did all of that without the internet.
I mean, that's true.
Which is true. I mean, obviously there were encyclopedias and things like that, but that was just the weird thing that was going through my head. I'm kind of with Brian. I don't think there's really a wrong choice here. I'm happy to see either of these songs move on, but I absolutely see where John is coming from, where at one point in time, Piano Man would have absolutely been my favorite Billy Joel song. At this point, I think that it has been just, I've heard it a little too much that it's lost some of its power. Whether or not you should hold it against him or against the song for that, I don't know. These are both fantastic songs. I would never turn either one of these off. I'm always in the mood for either one of them. That's just my two cents. It's not really a buzzer beater because I'm not really giving you exactly which way I would vote because I don't have to make that choice. You do. Good luck, Kelly.
This is, I mean, obviously it's a hard decision. And I think for the first time in the entire set of brackets, I'm going to deviate because I think that my personal favorite of these two is not the better song.
Ooh.
If I pick which one is my favorite of the two, it's We Didn't Start the Fire because I enjoy that one more. But if you look at it a little academically, lyrically, it's very interesting. Musically, it's boring as shit. It's very repetitive, with the exception of you have a climax in the middle and then it starts all over again. Like that part is very interesting. But there's so much more musical ability, musicality that is on showcase in Piano Man. And so while my favorite of the two is We Didn't Start the Fire, I think overall Piano Man is a better song. So Piano Man will get my vote.
Wow. And wow. Piano Man is moving on to the final four. Just to give John yet another opportunity to vote against it.
I do it for you, John.
You never know. A lot of that might depend on who it's going to be up against. So let's find out the answer to that right now. Is it going to be this side of the bracket, Cinderella Story by A Fair Shout, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, the 14 seed going up against the 2 seed of Uptown Girl? John, once again, I've already marked down your vote, but please go ahead and talk about these two songs.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Yeah, right?
No. Brian?
Or is it Brian? I'm sorry, it's Brian. It's your turn. I'm sorry.
I see how you are.
What a great host I am. All right, wind it back. Brian, what are your thoughts on these?
All right, I'm going to let it slide. Okay. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. It's a story told in three acts. And the first time I heard it, I was surprised that it's like, we're going into this is this sounds like a different song altogether. And then it goes back to what? I was confused first time I heard it. And it's a great song. I have grown to like it very much. And I know I'm probably in the minority on this one, but for me, it doesn't hold a candle to Uptown Girl. So John has voted all the way against Piano Man. I think I have voted all the way against Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, so I'm sorry, but I'm going to stick to my guns there, and Uptown Girl is getting my vote.
Uptown Girl picks up its first vote. I'm glad that I'm not the only person who was confused the first time I heard Seats from an Italian Restaurant, though, because I definitely know that's how I felt when I heard that song the first time as well. Kelly, what are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, the decisions just keep getting tougher.
Yep.
But
that's why they pay us the big bucks.
Oh yes. They pay.
You guys
paid
are getting
in.
Paid?
I'm getting paid in your company, Brian. It's the highest of salaries.
Damn straight.
So for me, I mean, we've talked a lot over the course of the last few episodes. I like the storytelling. I think that is Billy Joel's single most impressive talent is the storytelling piece. And every time I listen to Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, it's a New Yorker's version of Bohemian Rhapsody, where there's so many different sections, and it's like, okay, now it's time for the operatic section. Like, there's so many different songs all in one piece, and it's still a cohesive story. Uptown Girl is lovely. It's, you know, coming of age story, but it doesn't hold a candle to Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. So I'm going to be the punter this time and make John decide.
and scenes from an Italian restaurant pulls even with Uptown Girl. At this point, I have the opportunity to lodge a buzzer beater. I have unlimited buzzer beaters because I'm the host. And honestly, even if I didn't, I can make up the rules because I'm the host. But nonetheless, John's made his feelings on scenes from an Italian restaurant abundantly clear. So I'm not going to waste too much of my breath other than to say, honestly, John, I think the decision that you're about to make is probably the right one. But please go ahead and take it away.
Scenes, moving on.
And scene.
And scenes. Right. Yes, folks.
Very heartfelt argument.
Our final four from this side of the bracket is going to be a 12 seed versus a 14 seed. It's going to be Piano Man versus Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. And just wait, because there's a whole lot of high seeds over on the other side of the bracket as well. Let's get to them and see which one is going to be joining these two in the final four. The first matchup is the 16 seed. We still got the 16 seed of Goodnight Saigon alive, going up against the number 5 seed of You're Only Human, Second Wind. And Kelly, you are starting this one off again.
So Goodnight Saigon versus You're Only Human. I don't think I've had much super positive to say about You're Only Human. It's all right. You know, it's kind of reassuring. It's got a little bit of an upbeat feel to it. But it's never one that I seek out. I don't go looking for You're Only Human. I'm never in the mood for it. If it comes on, I might skip it. I might let it play. We'll see. But I will actively seek out, Goodnight Saigon. So I'm going to stick with our kind of struggle Vietnam anthem with Goodnight Saigon.
Goodnight Saigon continues a little bit of Cinderella story here as it picks up its first vote. We're going to head to John.
So I think out of the songs that are on this side of the bracket, neither of these songs hold a candle to the songs that are in the next upcoming match.
Hmm.
Yes.
And I would have rather seen those two in this position. Unfortunately, things don't work out that way. So I'm going to have to make a decision. And it's going to be an easy decision because I'm still fucking bitter about moving out, not moving on. So I'm just going to go with You're Only Human. And I'm going to be the punter this time. And Brian, you make this decision.
Whole lot of punting going on. It's just like I'm watching a Vanderbilt game, which basically makes it a typical Saturday. But I do, you know what, here at Boozy Bracketology, we do love a good revenge vote. And Brian, as I mentioned last time, speaking of revenge votes, You're Only Human took out one of my favorite Billy Joel songs, Only the Good Die Young, in the first round. So I'm still a little bit bitter about that. But more to the point, I actually just think Goodnight Saigon is the better of these two songs here, but the choice is yours. What's it going to be?
Okay, so I really like both of these songs. I am different from Kelly in that I will seek out You're Only Human. I genuinely very much enjoy that song. Goodnight Saigon, when it comes on, I have to double check. Wait, is there a song playing? Oh, wait. Oh, no. Now I hear the helicopters. Okay, got it. And while I love both of these songs, there's one of them that I will actively seek out. There's one of them that when it comes on, I'll listen. I will happily listen to it, but I generally don't seek out. And I'm going to keep the grudge alive because I'm voting You're Only Human.
Ooh. And You're Only Human is going to be moving into the final four to face off against one of the last two songs remaining in our Elite Eight. And we'll find out which one it's going to be. Is it going to be the 14 seed of The Stranger or the 15 seed of the Down Easter Alexa? I'm sorry. Let me just take a moment. I just got to step back for a second. I just realized you're only human in the final four. At five will be the highest seed in the final four. That's insane. Okay. Anyway, neither here nor there. John, you're starting this one off, and you already alluded to the fact that you preferred this matchup to the previous matchup. So let us know, which one's it going to be?
And I mean preferred in that I think these are both incredibly strong songs, and I actually will not be mad if either of them moves on. Stranger, a really great deep dive into the human psyche. Downeaster Alexa, probably my favorite Billy Joel Working Man song. A great story from someone who never really lived anywhere near the coast, but it makes me feel like I did. And my actual hope for this is that it is not a sweep. I have a preference as to which one I'd like to see move on, but my only hope for this is that it is not a sweep, because either of these songs would deserve to be in the final four, or honestly, I wouldn't have been mad if both of them were in the championship. I think these are both absolutely stellar songs. I'm going to give my preference to the Downeaster Alexa.
And the Downeaster Alexa picks up its first vote. John, we haven't had a sweep yet this episode, so your wish may very well come true. But we're going to find out right now as we check in with Brian.
Damn. Damn. I already made it abundantly clear how much I love the Downeaster Alexa. And The Stranger is a phenomenal Billy Joel song. But I know that the Downeaster Alexa is... I have personal reasons why I love that song so much, but this is a bracket about the best Billy Joel song. And I don't know if I can justify saying that the Downeaster Alexa deserves to be in the final four for the best Billy Joel song of all time. I mean, I fucking love that song. God damn it. This was an easy pick, but now I kind of second guessed myself and went, son of a bitch. Nope. Between these two, it's an easy pick for me. It's a Downeaster Alexa. Sorry, Kelly. I'm taking it away from you. Downeaster Alexa, all the way, ride or die.
And the Downeaster Alexa picks up its second vote and has secured its spot in the final four. Kelly, do we get this one right? Are you going to make it a sweep, or are you going to fulfill John's hope of it not being a sweep?
This matchup is one of few to me that has been almost impossible to choose. Usually it's fairly clear. Even some of the ones that are a little more difficult, it's fairly clear. They're both excellent songs. The Downeaster Alexa is my husband Brian's favorite Billy Joel song of all time. And I think it's a good choice, and I'm not mad about the Downeaster Alexa moving on. But I will give my little placebo vote, I guess, to The Stranger. I think it's a little more ubiquitous. I think it applies to all of humanity, not just people that could fall into a particular class. I think everyone can relate to The Stranger a little bit better. So I would have voted for The Stranger in this case, but I'm not mad about Downeaster Alexa moving on.
And The Stranger does pick up a vote and does fulfill John's wish of it not being a sweep. But the Downeaster Alexa will be moving into the final four. Kelly, I'm there with you. I made it clear last time. The Stranger, not just for... I mostly spoke about personal reasons in the last episode, but also The Stranger is just a wonderful song. And it's a top five Billy Joel song for me as well. Might actually be my favorite Billy Joel song. I've never stopped to break that down, how I would feel about that right now. But the Downeaster Alexa is right up there with it, and I cannot fault anybody for choosing that. Certainly not Brian or John. We're still friends. It's all good. And we're going to move into the final four, which is set. It is the 12 seed of Piano Man, the 14 seed of Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, the 5 seed of Your Only Human, Second Wind, and the 15 seed of the Downeaster Alexa. All right, I'm just going to pause for a second here for two reasons. Number one, boozy listeners, I really want you to weigh in on the socials. We have Twitter, we have our Twitter, we have our Discord. You can find all of them in the show notes. I genuinely want you to weigh in. Who among you had this Final Four? It's such an interesting Final Four, and I love it because they're all fantastic songs, but there were so many different ways that this could go. I really want to know. And the second reason that I'm going to pause is for an ad break.
Coming this February to the PTE Network, a podcast unlike any other, except for maybe two or three. A podcast hosted by a Chicagoland trivia veteran.
Is it Jay Borzum?
No, not her.
Is it Brittany Shaw?
No, it's not her either.
Is it Jeremy Goodson?
Just shut up and let me do my job.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, right, promo. It's the newest podcast on the PTE Network. We play fantasy sports just without the sports. It features drinking, pointless arguments, and needlessly confusing homophones. Welcome to Draft Days. I'm your host, Jeffy Donuts. Listen along as my guests and I draft fantasy teams of just about anything, and then use made-up rules to see which of us will take home the trophy and which of us is just hot dookie. Join us every Wednesday for another episode of Draft Days. That's DRAUGHTDAZE. It's a beer pun.
Listen to my dad's podcast.
Thank you, Lucas. That was very sweet.
All right, let's dive right into this Final Four. The first matchup is going to be between the 12 seed of Piano Man and the 14 seed Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. And Brian, we're starting this one off with you. What's it going to be?
Oh, crap. I got to go first.
Sorry, man. I don't plan this out ahead of time, I assure you.
All right. So this is not the Final Four I expected to see by any stretch. This for me is a very quick and easy pick. I'm going Piano Man. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. I know I'm probably in the minority on this one, but Piano Man is the Billy Joel song. It's the song that made him, they knew him, and we all know him as the Piano Man. So it absolutely makes sense that Piano Man needs to be the one going into the final.
And Piano Man picks up a first vote to play off in the championship. Kelly, what are your thoughts on this one?
Ultimately, my vote's going to be the deciding factor here, I think, even though I'm not going last.
I think we kind of know that. That is true. But
yeah, we do. And similar to how John has been voting against Piano Man at every turn, I have been pulling for Scenes from an Italian Restaurant with every turn. And of the two, Piano Man versus Scenes, there's only one that I never get sick of. And it's not Piano Man. Every once in a while, you just can't listen anymore to that fucking harmonica. And so I've got to go with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
And Scenes from an Italian Restaurant secures a vote based on that fucking harmonica. Oh, man. You know, I would not have had this Final Four, but I think that I very well might have had this matchup. I was looking back at the journey to get here, and it's really hard to argue with these two songs being up against each other. John, you want to put us out of our misery?
Before I put the nail in the coffin, I want to say one of the issues that I do have with Piano Man has nothing to do with the songwriting and a lot to do with the mix. Because it's very early on in his career, I'm sure there wasn't as much money to put into spending on the mix or, you know, on a producer or whatever. And I feel like there's a little bit too much high frequency in that recording. And that's part of the reason why I don't always listen to it, because it grates on me a little bit. It has nothing to do with the song, the writing, the instrumentation, and had everything to do with the recording. And I think that's unfortunate, because it is a fantastic song. But yeah, I've made no bones about the fact that I'm going to be ride or dying scenes all the way to the top, and here we are. So it gets my vote.
And Scenes from an Italian Restaurant does move into the championship, knocking off Piano Man, which can go share a drink called Loneliness with the rest of the other songs that have been knocked off. But hey, it's better than drinking alone. And I'm super happy to not be drinking alone tonight. I've got these three lovely panelists with me here, and we're going to be making this next decision to determine who Scenes is going to be facing off against in that championship game. Is it going to be the 5 seed of Your Only Human, Second Wind, or the upstart 15 seed of the Down Easter, Alexa? Kelly, you're starting this one off. Which one's it going to be?
This one is so easy for me. I don't think I've voted for Your Only Human at all the entire time. Because ultimately, it's one of the ones I don't care for it much. And Down Easter Alexa hits me in the feels every time. Every time. It's driving, it's harsh, it feels like a nor'easter storm. And there's no beating that musically for me. So easy pick of Down Easter Alexa.
The Down Easter Alexa picking up its first vote. John.
So unless I am mistaken, other than the last round, the Down Easter Alexa has swept each one so far. Am I wrong on that?
That is a true statement.
And I think it's deservedly so. And I'm kind of hoping it's going to sweep this one, because I think we've all discussed how much we really do love this song. So it's going to get my vote, and I'm crossing my fingers for a sweep.
And the previous round, John was crossing his fingers for not a sweep, and this one he's crossing his fingers for a sweep. Brian, are you going to crush John's hopes and dreams?
I mean, he might do it out of spite.
That's true. Absolutely.
No. So my Piano Man did not make it. My Down Easter Alexa is sure as shit going to make it. Yes, we are sweeping that son of a bitch.
Yep. And the Down Easter Alexa does sweep its way into the championship. The first sweep of the night. Or day, or whenever the hell you're listening to this. We have a championship game, and once again, I just want to highlight, like, this, I think this is an absolutely fantastic championship game, and I think it is one that extremely few people, if they were filling out this bracket, might have actually come down to. But these are two fantastic Billy Joel songs, and I think that I love this championship because it really drills into, these aren't necessarily, I mean, obviously these were songs that were heard. They're songs that people know, but they're not the quote unquote hits. They're not the songs that people necessarily would throw out there if you're asked to name a Billy Joel song, but they're two fantastic songs. I don't think there's a wrong choice here, but I'm really curious to see which way this is going to go. The 14 seed Scenes from an Italian Restaurant going up against the 15 seed, the Down Easter Alexa. Love it. John, get us started.
So if you were fortunate enough to hear my top 10 Billy Joel songs from the Blast From Our Past podcast, which you can now only hear on Apple Podcasts. That particular episode you cannot hear on Spotify because Billy Joel's people did not like the fact that we did a few clips of music in there. So you can't find it's been banned from Spotify, which I think is more reason to go find it now.
Amen.
My number one and my number three songs were these two. My number two song didn't make it out of the first round, so I'm a little bitter about that, but that's okay. My number one and my number three were these two songs. And on it, I will be honest, these were the two songs I was hoping would make it to the final and did not honestly think would. And I will genuinely not be upset at either one. And I don't think it's going to be a mystery as to which way I'm going to vote. I don't think it's going to be a mystery as to which way Brian's going to vote. I think it is going to be a mystery as to how Kelly is going to vote. And I'm here for that fucking chaos. So let's get it started. Narrowly edging it out, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant gets my vote.
And Scenes from an Italian Restaurant picking up its first vote. And to John's point, I'm pickled tink that I managed to actually arrange it that way because I do think that's how it's going to play out. But before we get there, I do want to hear from Brian. Brian, was John correct in this assessment? I think I know the answer, but just make sure that I'm not completely off my rocker.
I do want to say for the record, I actually don't dislike Scenes from Italian Restaurant. It's a great song. But one of my absolute favorite, I was delighted to see that you had you actually put the Downeaster Alexa on the bracket. I didn't expect to see it there.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of snubbed a song to put it on there on purpose because I wanted it on the bracket.
Thank you for that. It's for me a no-brainer, instant, no contest. The Downeaster Alexa is absolutely getting my vote.
And the predicted one-to-one tie has come to fruition. It is all in Kelly's hands. She's feeling the pressure. I'm going to let her feel it a little while longer. I just want to say that, like Brian, I was actually very happy to see the Downeaster Alexa on this bracket. I didn't necessarily expect it to be here, but when I saw it, I was like, ooh, that's a good sleeper. Did I expect it to be here? No, but I love the Downeaster Alexa, and I was really happy to see it on here. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, I don't know if I necessarily expected it to be here, but I had a sneaking suspicion it would make a little bit of a run. I don't have an argument either way, Kelly. I don't think you can go wrong here. I do want to, and to John's point, I want to say that I have absolutely had a tendency, once you get into the higher seeds, you just start making some judgment calls. You don't necessarily go based on data. You go based on heart. That's one of the beauties of being somebody that puts a bracket together. And every now and then it really works out like this and gets a song that you were really kind of pulling for in there. So that said, I would appreciate the irony if the Downeaster Alexa, the song that John decided, I'm going to snub another song to put in there, as his third favorite Billy Joel song, manages to oust its first Billy Joel song. But regardless, Kelly, can't make a wrong decision, except according to a ton of our listeners that I hope we're going to hear from in the not too distant future. But the choice is all yours. Is it going to be Scenes from an Italian Restaurant or the Downeaster Alexa?
So this is fascinating because I'm in the same boat as John. I really wanted these two to end up high in the rounds in terms of getting to the championship. And there's a very interesting conundrum here, because on one side of the bracket, you have Kelly McClure's favorite Billy Joel song. And on the other side of the bracket, you have Brian McClure's favorite Billy Joel song.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
And now I am fundamentally torn between standing up for myself and publicly showing my love for my partner. Because there isn't. There is no way to go wrong with this decision. The Downeaster Alexa is a fantastic song. It hits you in the chest every single time. It's hard, it's gritty, it's emotional. And Brenda and Eddie are kind of funny. I mean, their story can be, you know, it's very typical where, you know, you get married young, stuff doesn't work, you get divorced, you try to make the best of what you can. You can't go back to where you were before. And so there's a kind of lightness to some of that pain, where there is no levity to the pain in Downeaster Alexa. And that makes this decision so hard. But I have to go with the one that ends on the hopeful note that sometime in the future, you may be sitting across the table from a person you used to know and discussing when times were good. And so much to Brian's chagrin, I will have to go with Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
And there you have it, folks. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant started off as the 14 seed, but has wound up in the champion circle, being crowned the best Billy Joel song of all time, according to Boozy Bracketology, which is literally as official as you can get. Once that has happened, there is absolutely no argument left to be had. But that said, if you do have arguments with that particular choice, you can find us on Discord. You can find us on Facebook. All of that stuff is in the show notes. And please reach out to us. We love a good argument. That's literally why this show exists, because we just love nerding out about all this stuff because we love it. We love these discussions. This has been a fascinating journey. I love where we ended up. I think it's great. I love the journey to get here. Billy Joel is one of those artists that I just think has touched all of us in so many interesting ways. And this is a fantastic bracket. I really want to thank the entire panel for joining me on this. It's been a blast. I've really enjoyed it. I want to give everybody one final chance to plug anything that they would like to plug, starting with John.
I'll plug the obvious one, Throwback Trivia Takedown. It's a fun, nostalgic trivia game. If you're a fan of the pop culture of most of the back half of the 20th century and the 2000s, you'll love our podcast. You can go to bfopnetwork.com to find it, along with a bunch of other fun, nostalgic-based podcasts.
Absolutely. Brian, anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I will say that Throwback Trivia Takedown is one of the trivia games that I do not miss every week. I also do not miss ever the World Trivia Federation, WTF. Jay Borsum is the hardest working woman in trivia. It's only $2 a month. And you get so much trivia. It's amazing. Check her out, too. She is so damn worth it.
Amen to that. Yeah, just want a second. Throwback Trivia Takedown is a fantastic show. And Jay, of course, has recently started her show, Verboten. It's not going to be even recent anymore at the time this episode airs. But she's joined us here on the increasingly broadly scoped PTE network. Check out her show Verboten, which is fantastic. But yeah, the World Trivia Federation is it's just wonderful. You get so much bang for your buck there. Yeah, Jay is just great. We love her here. And Kelly, anything else you'd like to plug?
I have no endeavors to plug, but I mean, even in Boozy Pragatology, we've got a lot of the trivia community here. And just as a reminder, as much as we all love the knowledge and the sharing of it, sometimes it is more important to be kind than to be right.
Yeah.
So make sure in all of your competitions that you are still gracious in your knowledge, and make sure to be kind.
Amen to that. You know, here at Boozy Bracketology, one of our mottos is our wrongness is part of our charm, which is why we always try to very much keep it like these are our opinions. They are strong opinions. That is one of the three things we believe in. But your opinions on these types of things, yeah, it doesn't you don't necessarily have to be right. Just come here and have a good time. And we hope that all of you listeners have had a good time with us on this journey to determine the best Billy Joel song of all time, which once again is Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, and there will be no more discussion from here until the end of time. Boozy Bracketology has spoken. For the Boozy Bracketology podcast, I have been your host, Mike.
I've been your contestant, John.
I've been your disgruntled Brian.
And I'm panelist Kelly.
Have a great one, everybody.